All right, good morning. Every Sunday we like to bring you a prophecy update. A lot of them have to do with technology because ours is the generation that is seeing just this explosion of knowledge and technology that can make actual what the prophets of the Bible saw thousands of years ago. The Apostle John, we tell you quite frequently, saw a day and an age, a society, a global society, in fact, in which people would be identified and conduct business by some kind of a mark on or in their hand and forehead. And those times are here. And one of the ways that these things are creeping more into the norm is through our children, introduced through our kids. For example, March 26, Yahoo News posted a story. It was titled, "Microchipped School Uniforms Notify Parents When Their Kids Skip School." This is in Brazil. 20,000 grade school students have recently started wearing uniforms embedded with GPS chips, similar to those used in pet trackers. The chips automatically send parents a text message as soon as their children enter the school grounds or if their children are late for more than 20 minutes. The microchip is embedded either under the school's coat of arms or in one of the sleeves. According to the city's education secretary, the local government decided to launch the project because parents would always be surprised when told of the number of times their children skipped class. Victoria de Conquista's government has spent nearly $700,000 designing and manufacturing shirts for these first 20,000 students. City officials plan to make more so that all 43,000 public school students in the city can use the high-tech shirts by 2013. Follow-up article, October 9, USA Today posted a story titled, "Texas Schools Punish Students Who Refuse to Be Tracked with Microchips." A couple of times we've told you about these. This particular school district in San Antonio that has embedded microchips in the school ID, and they're requiring the students to wear it around their neck as a necklace for various things. Parents are against it. Privacy groups are against it. They're having a fight in court. But in the meantime, they're reporting that students who refuse to walk the school halls with the card in their pocket or around their neck are being tormented by instructors. There's a turnaround, huh? And are barred from participating. I knew this. Teachers would appreciate that. I want to keep teachers on my side. They're barred from participating in certain school functions. Some also said they were turned away from common areas like cafeterias and libraries. And so there's this battle in that school district. You know, they're doing everything they can to keep track of kids, and this is their determination to have them be RFID chipped. But people are fighting that. Whoopi Goldberg, on air on The View on April 23rd, so we know it's true, suggested that in light of the horrible things that can happen, we should consider implanting microchips into children at birth, much like we do for our pets. Now, regardless what you think of all this, whether you would line up yay or nay on the microchip issue, the point we are simply making is this. This is the world envisioned by the Bible prophets, a world in which Israel would be a nation again in her ancient homeland in unbelief, surrounded by vicious enemies, with all the world lining up against her, and the threat of war and perplexities of nations. A time of exploding knowledge. You can't keep up with how fast knowledge is doubling anymore. A time of in which technology would be utilized to identify you and to conduct all of your business so that cash would be a thing of the past. A time in which the Roman Empire would rise again. And we see not just the European Union, but we see all these other unions, the Mediterranean Union, the African Union, all coming together as that revived Roman Empire. There's no doubt that we are living in the last days that the Bible spoke of. What are we looking for? You know, we're looking for Jesus because he said he could come back at any moment, imminently, to resurrect the dead in Christ, those believers who have gone before us to heaven, and to rapture the living believers. We who are alive and remain will be caught up to heaven to be with Jesus in the clouds. So nothing has to happen before that happens. That's going to happen any moment. And then in some proximity after that, the great and terrible day of the Lord will begin as Israel enters into a peace treaty with the man who will ultimately be revealed as the Antichrist, and the world will be in for 7 years of trouble like you've never seen before. We'll be in heaven. Not everyone will. And that's why we want to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.